This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, rockabilly queen Wanda Jackson. But first, 110 years after it was first published, Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn is still controversial. Some people consider its language and characters racist, particularly Huck's fellow runaway, Jim. In this week's book segment, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates looks at Jim from a new angle.
Writer Nancy Rawls had been researching a story she wanted to tell about slavery from a slave's point of view, and her mind kept going back to the escaped slave in Huckleberry Finn, the man referred to by townspeople as Miss Watson's nigger, Jim.
And there's a pivotal moment in Huckleberry Finn in which Huck comes upon Jim crying, and he wants to know why, and Jim says it's because he misses his children, and he misses his family, and he tells Huck a story about them.
Until then, Jim had just been Jim, Huck's runaway accomplice. But Jim's grief over the family he'd been separated from made Nancy Rawls want to know more. But Twain's book gave no details about Jim's family, so Rawls decided to create a wife for Jim, Sadie. And she drew on lots of new research to help her flesh out Sadie's story.
And what's so fantastic about the new research is it focuses on individuals. We have young scholars going into the courthouse basements and the churches and even the garage sales, the insurance company records, the shipping records, and really being able to track the lives of individual slaves.
What Rawls discovered was a wealth of detailed accountings that gave a very credible reading of daily slave life like Sadie's. Slaves, says Rawls, always sought to improve their working conditions, and the resistance to enslavement ranged from subtle to breathtaking.
Slaves staged work stoppages. Slaves openly rebelled and challenged masters in ways that we think of as really almost impossible that slaves would stand up and say the kinds of things that they did. But it's not only reported in the histories, oral histories, it's reported in the court records. It's reported in the newspapers. So there's all kind of resistance that happens continually, and different people resist in different ways.
Sometimes the resistance was violent, even though that could be suicidal. Rawls incorporated some of her research into My Jim. At several points in the book, Sadie considers killing her owner, but she resists the urge because of her children. When the book opens, the Civil War has been over for almost 20 years. Sadie, now an old woman, is talking to her granddaughter, Marianne Libre. Marianne, whose name comes from one of Rawls' own ancestors, is agonizing over whether to accept the proposal of a young Buffalo soldier. He's going to the Nebraska Territory to fight the Indian Wars. Should she go with him, she asks Sadie. Sadie has never, ever spoken of her slave years, but she does now to make a point to Marianne. Nancy Rawls.
And Sadie essentially says to her, "You are free to be with your love. I was never free to be with my love. We were forcibly separated."
Sadie's dam of silence breaks, the story washes over Marianne and us, and we see that even under the most barren conditions and with agonizing separations, love endures. Nancy Rawls used a true tale Mark Twain once told of a former slave who was certain she'd never again see the son that was torn from her arms and sold. But one day, after the war's end, the woman had been pressed into service by the Union Army. She was making biscuits, Rawls recounts.
She was bending over to get the biscuits out of the oven, and a soldier came into the kitchen, and she said, "Is that my Henry?" And she never thought she would see him again, and he really was such a great grief in her life. And then here he is, a Union soldier.
Not an atypical story, Rawls says, as slaves and later freed men and women constantly inquired after missing relatives in order to reunite their families. Sometimes reunions like Henry's did occur after these inquiries, and there are several in Rawls' book. Nancy Rawls says part of what fueled her to write My Jim is the thought of her own 8-year-old daughter eventually sitting in a Seattle classroom while a teacher gingerly tackles Huck Finn.
I frankly am going to be really happy that My Jim now exists and is a possible way to expand the discussion.
Teaching slavery well is hard, Rawls concedes, but she believes the time is ripe to get students to think hard about the global slave trade that's occurring today. If schools shy away from making the connection between the world she created in My Gym and contemporary life, Nancy Rawls says, schools will miss an important chance.
We're missing the opportunity to get the students really excited about being modern-day abolitionists.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
To hear Nancy Rawls read from My Gym, go to our website, npr.org. And there's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.